Hi, it's Mark, it's McCoggan. I want to tell you a wee story about what happened this morning with the car. I mentioned it in another boo. Early rise this morning to go through to my daughter's craft fair at Edinburgh. So I went out intentionally knowing the car would be frozen in the drive. So I went out 15 minutes early. Give myself plenty of time to get in there without having to rush and to get the car defrosted. Oh, my goodness me. Couldn't get the car open. The door lock on the driver's side, which is the only one on the car apart from the boot lock, it's the only one that operates the centre locking, it wouldn't turn. The key wouldn't turn. I have a heater, a wee tiny one of these little gas heaters, these gas blower things that you have. For the cooker, I have one of the small pocket ones. So I hit the key up and I tried everything and it just wouldn't turn the lock. By this time, I'm getting a bit frustrated. And of course, the car is absolutely frozen, solid. So eventually I managed to open the boot lock, which is independent. And I got that open. But unfortunately, the car was full of stuff. And I mean, pretty much full, you know. Not to the top. I could climb over, and that's exactly what I had to do, to climb over everything. And, of course, I was dressed and climbed over the top of things, got in, still couldn't get any doors open. I couldn't open the back doors. I just couldn't get them open at all. So I came back out, tried again. No way was it opening. So eventually I managed to get one of the back doors open and to climb all the way over all the stuff and into the driver's seat. And I got into the driver's seat and fortunately the car started, but of course the windscreen and the windows were all absolutely caked in ice. And I couldn't get out the doors because they even wouldn't open from the inside. I don't know what happened, but let's just say that's exactly what happened. So I had to reverse carefully out the drive onto the main road, not onto the main road, but to the side of the main road. And there I had to sit for 10 minutes while I defrosted half the windscreen enough to see safely out. I had to go and get petrol. So I drove the 3/4 of a mile or so to the Morrison's store, to the petrol station, and I could get out the doors. And I looked at the bewilderment of the staff looking out, wondering why I'd pulled up and hadn't come out the car yet. And then I seen their faces when they seen me climbing in reverse from the driver's seat back out and out through over the stuff and out the back door, then round to the fuel flap on the opposite side. And then having to do exactly the opposite of that after I'd paid for my fuel. They had a good laugh on me, trust me. I could see them, although they couldn't see me seeing them, but I knew they were chuckling like mad. Probably a tale for them to tell their pals during the day. Anyway, so I got in there, and before I hit the motorway, I stopped, and I managed to get the driver's door window down after 20 attempts, banging it while operating the lever, the electric switch. And taking a key out of the ignition and putting it in the lock from the inside, if you know what I mean. So I'm reaching out with one arm and the lock still wouldn't move, so I still couldn't use the driver's door. So that was it. And I had to drive all the way into Edinburgh like that. And only when I got into Edinburgh, I pulled up at just in Longston. And managed to do the same through the window and actually open the door this time. What a relief that was, because I envisaged getting to the venue and having to climb all the way back out again. So that's what happened to me this morning, and that's why there was no morning thoughts boo. And now, since the door locks on the car are going to seize up whenever there's a bad frost, as there was this morning, I'm going to have to make sure that I don't lock the car. Just leave it unlocked and leave nothing in it. Although our house is pretty secure, it's well hidden away from the road. It's blind, in fact. You wouldn't even know our house was there. But I usually have a toolbox in there, so that's why I lock the car, but I ain't going to worry anymore. I'm just going to leave the car unlocked, and what I'll do is I'll just lock the tailgate on its own, because that usually frees up pretty easily. So that's the story for this morning about cars, and that's after spending over £300 on repairs and an MOT. And I daren't tell my wife that the central locking on the car isn't going to work. Just ain't going to go there. That'll be a tale that'll be between you and me. So please, don't shout it too loud or she will hear. And I really don't want her to hear about any more problems with the car. So, there we go. And it's a lovely day here in the park. Kids are out playing. And as Paul said earlier in his boo, it is a lovely day. Very nice here. So, bye for now.